It's well known that Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion provider, supplying over half of all reported U.S. abortions. But the organization's annual report shows that it's also the second largest provider of hormone therapy to individuals who identify as transgender or who have gender dysphoria. Although this is called gender-affirming hormone therapy, there's no effort to affirm anyone's biological gender. This therapy involves providing physically healthy teenagers with hormones designed to interfere with the natural progression of puberty. Teens seeking gender transition are given cross-sex hormones to develop the secondary sex characteristics of the gender they identify with. So boys start to grow breasts, girls begin to get facial hair and lower voices. Mary Zook, director of the Center for Human Dignity at Family Research Council, points out that these medications can have lifelong health consequences, including interference with brain development, inhibition of normal bone density development, and sterilization. Yet teenage girls are arriving at clinics, often in groups, seeking and receiving these drugs. Journalist Abigail Schreier is the author of Irreversible Damage, The Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. Her interview with a former Planned Parenthood employee revealed how shockingly easy it is for teens to get cross-sex hormone therapy at certain Planned Parenthood clinics. This former clinic worker told Ms. Schreier, 1 to 2 new biologically female teen patients would arrive seeking testosterone per day. There were no doctors at this particular clinic. A gender counselor would ask a few questions, and an off-site mental health professional who would never actually see or speak with a patient would sign off. The clinic employee told Abigail Schreier that unlike abortion-minded women, trans-identifying kids are cash cows, and they are kept on the hook for the foreseeable future in terms of follow-up appointments, blood work, meetings, etc. No surprise here, Planned Parenthood is following the money. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.